Welcome to the IEEE 5G Transmissions Podcast, Podcast with the Experts, an IEEE Future Directions Digital Studio production. In this podcast installment, we get a sneak peek at the keynote presentation Sanjay Jha will give at the IEEE 5G World Forum. Sanjay speaks to 5G and previous wireless communications generations and the idea of the killer app. Sanjay is the general chair of the IEEE 5G World Forum, taking place this July 9th through 11th in Santa Clara, California. Find out more about the IEEE 5G World Forum at IEEE-WF-5G.org. Sanjay is also CEO of Rochemere Incorporated.
5G brings a number of capabilities that I think will be useful for a large number of applications that will be required in the future. 5G brings us up to 10 gigabit per second of peak data rate. It brings us dramatic increase in wireless capacity, in large part due to a dramatic increase in the amount of spectrum available to us. It brings very low latency applications. So some people call that the introduction of the tactile internet. Tactile interaction across the internet. It also brings us, or actually extends, the network architecture, which allows for virtualization of all the elements for network management. So all of these capabilities will be essentials for some of the applications that all of us are contemplating is coming our way. Some of these applications, one probably more important than others, is autonomous vehicle. I was listening to some of the automakers, and their view is that without the capability of 5G, autonomous vehicles won't happen. Of course, because the antenna structure, autonomous vehicles happen to be uniquely well suited to antenna arrays to be embedded in multiple different places in a car, to take advantage of directional signaling. So I think that autonomous vehicles will be very, very important, obviously. Second application that I think will become very important and will require 5G capabilities is making sense of remote camera. Some people think that there'll be between 8 and 10 billion cameras by the time we get into 2020. And of course, all of these cameras will have either HD resolution or ultra high HD resolution or higher. The issue then is, what do you do with these cameras, and how do you take action on the basis of the view that these cameras have? And being able to do that requires certainly some level of intelligence in the cameras, some image recognition, some computer vision, but equally it requires broadband connection to be able to take actions on the basis of the scene at remote locations. I think these two applications are very important. There are a number of other applications which will become very important. The low latency interaction, the low power interaction with IoT devices will be very important. And a lot of people will talk about that at the IEEE 5G World Forum. The thing that surprises me is that there continues to be a great deal of skepticism about the value of 5G. And the reason it surprises me is because I had hoped that we would by now have learned the lesson of how 3G happened. Back in 2002, those days I was at Qualcomm, and we would go to carriers and would pitch the value of data. And some of the older members of the audience would remember that in those days we used to get buckets of minutes, and the competition was which carrier could offer larger bucket of minutes. This is going back 2002, probably 2002 to 2007, and data was really not considered an important offering by carriers. And of course, then smartphone happened, and in those days, people would say, "Well, what is the killer app?" And surprisingly, I think we hear again, what is the killer app for 5G, and that there is no great way of monetizing 5G kind of data, therefore 5G won't happen in an expeditious manner. And I remember what happened is as a result of 3G broadband wireless connectivity being available, we saw smartphones happening. Apple's iPhone got launched, and of course Android was launched. And that changed the way that we interact with the internet, in fact, interact with our neighborhood, our all of the services that we get really are through smartphones these days. And the lesson for me was that we should think about the wireless community and about a wireless infrastructure as being just that. It's an infrastructure where we have to focus on increasing the capabilities, and then without particular concern about what are the killer apps, we need to go continue to improve the efficiency and peak data rate and certain other capabilities that I talked about, so that applications could come along and take advantage and deliver disruptive services. I'm not suggesting that we are completely blind to what those applications may be, can be, but improving the infrastructure to the best possible capability, taking our throughput, taking our efficiency to Shannon limit, of course, not possible, but we need to continue to strive to that. I think we have to continue to do that. And in terms of timing, I was only listening to Alol McAdam, the CEO of Verizon. He already is talking about deploying 5G in 2018, that there'll be two city-wide rollout, and there's one handset manufacturer who's talking about embedding 5G in their cell phone by the end of 2018. I'm not suggesting that this is 5G happening this year, but it certainly is the start. And as with every new technology of this magnitude, there'll be lots of experimentation. We need to know how to deploy this network properly. We need to know what works, what doesn't work, both technically as well as in the marketplace. And so I'm very happy to see this experimentation starting early. My expectation, along with others, is that by 2020, we will see 5G in full swing. And really, for us in the electronic community, in the tech community, we have to make all the technology available for that to happen. And one of the core technologies people keep talking about that we need to make happen is the antenna array and how we integrate those in cell phones. Certainly, there are lots of very smart people working on these technologies, but our focus needs to be on enabling this technology to occur. So I'm very excited about what 5G can do. But above all, I think I see IEEE, with its over 30 groups focused on various different aspects of developing this technology, as being central to enabling the capabilities which will make 5G and all the applications that will use 5G happen.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the IEEE 5G Transmissions Podcast. Discover more about the IEEE 5G initiative and inquire about participating in this effort by visiting our web portal at 5g.ieee.org.